USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott will not attend Friday's National Rifle Association convention and instead make a return trip to Uvalde, Texas, the rural town devastated by an elementary school shooting this week. Abbott will record video remarks that will be shown at the NRA convention in Houston, Texas. The Southern Baptist Convention published a list overnight of hundreds of clergy and other church staff members who have been credibly accused of sexual abuse.
Southern Baptists asked for this, demanded this, and put in place for myself as the new president to appoint a task force that ultimately would hire the firm to investigate. And then we had to go through an arduous process of removing all legal barriers so that that investigation would be thorough and complete.
Southern Baptist Convention President Ed Litton on ABC News this week. USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
When will the United States send troops to Ukraine to protect the newly opened embassy?
With the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine reopening for the first time since Russia invaded, officials are discussing the possibility of sending troops back to the country to guard the embassy. In a news conference Thursday, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby reiterated President Biden's position to keep American forces out of a combat role.
Nothing has changed about the president's direction that U.S. troops will not be fighting in this war in Ukraine. That has not changed.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
67-year-old Ray Liotta has died in his sleep in the Dominican Republic while filming another movie called Dangerous Waters. Tim Gray, Senior Vice President of Variety on Fox 5 New York.
He's one of those character actors that are really the foundation of Hollywood movies.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A meteor storm of 1,000 shooting stars per hour may light up the skies over North America next week. The Tau Herculids meteor shower is scheduled for May 30th and 31st. There's a chance we might pass through the thickest part of the comet fragments that is creating the debris, but NASA cautioned if the comet that spawned the storm has debris traveling slower than 220 miles per hour, then nothing will make it to Earth and there will be no meteors from this comet. Monday's Memorial Day will recognize those they gave all. Jason Mieres on Fox News is the Virginia Attorney General in a state heavily influenced by the military.
Listen, it is something as simple as when you go to the grocery store here in my hometown and you'll see those that have the scars of wars that are amputees and you interact with family friends that their husband has to be deployed for the next 6 to 9 months on a carrier fighting overseas. And so we do come together here in Virginia, and I have a mentor and a friend who's a Marine who made this remark to me one time. He said, listen, if you go to Arlington National Cemetery and you go among those Stars of David's and those crosses, you know, there's not an R or a D next to anyone's name. And so never forget, someone maybe thinks differently than you politically has given the last full measure of devotion to this amazing country. And as we come up on Memorial Day, I think it's so important that we recognize the sacrifices, that we have a military fighting force unlike any others.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.